Today we're going to do a walking meditation. Feel free to listen to this as you walk along the beach or in a natural park. And I want you to truly connect with your surroundings as you walk. Walk in silence. Walk with stillness in your heart. Listen to the sounds around you. Listen first with an inclusive ear, hearing all of the sounds going on at once, listening to the symphony of nature, and breathe in those sounds. Inviting their energy into our bodies, allowing this sound, this tone, this vibration to change our vibrational makeup within us. And now begin to pick apart the sounds. Pick apart the sound of running water. Pick apart the different insects making their noises. Pick apart the different sounds of humanity that are hustling and bustling around you. And as you bring awareness to each one of these separate sounds, feel the energetic difference within you. Which of these sounds resonates with your soul, helping you feel at peace both emotionally and mentally, spiritually? Which of these sounds stirs the pot, makes you feel nervous, makes you feel unsafe? Bring awareness to it all. Begin to understand who you are and why you act the way that you do based off of the sounds that are constantly touching our soul. We are atoms that vibrate, creating sound waves so small it goes unnoticed. But when we bring awareness to all the sounds that touch our soul from the outside in, those sound waves begin to create an energy, a friction, a harmony, a melody. And it is up to us to try and decide what we bring into our awareness. What changes our reaction in our unconscious, because these sounds are always around us. Listen to the sound of your footsteps. Listen to the sound of your breath. I want you to inhale for 3 steps. Exhale for 3 steps. Let's grow that number a little bit more. Let's inhale for 4 steps. Exhale for 4 steps. Depending on how fast you walk, you can change the rhythm of your breath. Slow your walk down and let's inhale for 4 breaths. Exhale for four breaths. Take a few moments to shift the pace of your walk, timing it to our breath so we can physically understand how our breath moves our energy, transmutes and changes our energy. As you walked and breathed, did you notice that you started to tune out all the other sounds around you? It is important to understand this because on days where our emotions or our external surroundings become too much for us, we can block out the world by listening to our footsteps and matching its pace to our breath. Let's add one more level into this walking meditation. I'm going to introduce the concept of kumbhaka, a Sanskrit word that means retention of breath. We have two kumbhakas. We're going to inhale for four steps. Then we're going to pause the breath. We're neither going to inhale nor exhale. It's a retention. We're going to retain the breath inside our bodies for four steps, feeling the energy vibrate, pulsating in us. It goes, and then we're going to exhale for four steps. That's when the second kumbhaka comes into effect, and we will retain the breath at the end of the kumbhaka, and you'll feel this shrinking of your energy, shrinking of your soul, bringing it back into the dense form, back into the silence. So let's give it a try. Inhale for four steps. Kumbhaka, pause. Exhale, four steps. Kumbhaka, pause. Inhale, four steps. Pause, kumbhaka, four steps. Exhale, four steps. Kumbhaka, retain. Return back to your normal breath for just a moment. Feel how the energy accumulates within you. And observe if adding these kumbhakas gives you a different sensation in your breath, in your body, in your awareness, than simply having inhaled and exhaled. The kumbhaka, the retention of breath, is the most important part of our breath. It is.
Mama, that was puppy.
The retention of breath is the part in our breath that increases our lung capacity. Most people think that the inhalation is what would increase our lung capacity, but swimmers and singers know that to control our breath, to increase our lung capacity, is to have a good inhale, but to retain the inhale, retain that energy, retain that breath, and slowly let it out as you exhale. So now we're going to deepen this activity one more time. Now what we're going to do is with the exhale. So we're going to inhale for a count of 4 steps. We're going to pause for a count of 6 steps. And then we want to try and exhale super slowly. And try and exhale for the count of 10 steps. Now, depending on how you think about steps, you might be thinking each foot is a step, like eighth notes of a beat. Or you might think that each step is left foot. So every time you return back to the left foot, it is a breath. These are 2 different ways to think about breathing. The second option of thinking every left foot is the start of a new breath will also help expand. Start off with the first one where every eighth note, every step left, right, is a beat until you feel your lung capacity growing. Then you can switch so every left foot would count the beat. So, let's inhale for a count of 4. Kumbhaka, retention for 6. Exhale for 10. Let's give it a try. Inhale. Retain. Exhale for a count of 10 steps. Retain the breath, and then we'll inhale. Exhale, retain the breath for 6. Exhale for 10 steps. Retain the breath. And let's return back to breathing normally. How does this form feel to you? Integrating so much our breath, our astral body, our dense body. This is yoga. This is unifying our mind, body, and spirit. Yoga is not just the asanas. Yoga means to yoke, to unite mind, body, and spirit. We are walking, we are breathing, but we are doing yoga. We are building this awareness. Continue to practice this walking meditation until you can do an inhale of 5, 6, or 7 with counting every beat when you return back to the left foot. expanding the retention and exhaling slowly and deeply. This is where those opera singers need to practice this, where it's almost not breathing, where it's accumulating and recycling, rejuvenating the energy within the body and letting it go so slowly, it almost seems like it's in suspension. This is the augmentation of bliss, because we cultivate the energy and it moves and surpasses and unleashes things within us. It is what transcends us from this physical, most dense reality here and now. It is the liberation. It is the path of enlightenment. Let's try now to do that one where we walk with counting just the left foot. We're going to do the 4, 6, 10 counts because that's what we've been working with. It's going to be a little longer just because we're focusing on counting every left foot for our walk. Let's inhale.
I'm going to take this shortcut.
Retain. Exhale. Retain. Inhale. Count to 4 with just 1 foot marking the pace. Retain for 6 steps. Exhale for 10 steps. Return back to your natural breath. How did this one feel for you? Was it more difficult? Did it arise a panicking feeling? Did you notice that you quickened your steps just so that way you can get the breath in? Or did this come naturally to you? Did this one feel the most liberating to you? We want to bring our awareness to these sensations so that way, when we're practicing this, we can let go of anxiety or panic that might arise from our breath. We need to tune in, understand the patterns of our body. And when you do this meditation, try exhaling with a sigh. Letting all of the breath out, making sure that you're releasing all of the toxins, all of the constricted muscles in our heart. Breathe. Just focus on the breath. Focus on how it liberates, it weaves, it sews together the fabrics of our life. Let's do one where we're inhaling for four, retaining the breath for six. Our exhale, let's exhale in a hiss. This one's very common for singers, a warm-up for singers, so we're going to do it. Inhaling. Retain. Exhale. Retain. Inhale normal. Did you notice when you were hissing, did it start out strong and then falter at the end? The sound, the audibility that we put to our breath helps us understand how we let go. Are we quick to let go, but then we have some residual effects at the end? Or are we timid to let go, and the last breath is very forceful and powerful? Or do we let go evenly with good control of the breath? Let's practice this one more time. Inhaling for a count of four. Retain. Exhale. Return to natural breath. Now with your normal breath, let's bring our awareness one more time, even deeper. This time I want you just to try and connect to your heartbeat. Allowing your breath to be what is, that's the shallow shell of echo. And listen to your heartbeat. Try and see if you can connect your heartbeat to your steps. Bring the awareness to the sensation of the fabric that you're in. How does it feel on your body? Does it feel constricting? Does it feel heavy? Does it create too much warmth? Tune into the different layers of awareness that we can generate with ourselves. This is the yogic path. This is how we seek liberation from our mind.